If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Good morning, friends. And I'm saying good morning because, full disclosure, I am currently sitting in my car recording this episode. I just dropped the girls off for a very early morning at school. And just based on the week that we've had so far, and I was really tired last night, I'm doing it in the car this morning. So there you go. Full disclosure. I hope everyone is having a good morning so far if you're listening to this in the morning. And if not, I hope you're having a great day. But welcome back for the third episode of Authenticate. And today's episode is called, What's the Deal with Discipline? That is a great question. Discipline is an art, and it can be a challenge for many parents. When I do my Instagram reels, it's actually one of the reels that gets the highest views. And it's one of the things that I get the most questions about, because I think people are really struggling, no matter how old their kids are or how long they've been parents. Discipline can be difficult, and it can be awkward. It can be done well. It can be done really poorly. So I want to talk about all of those things today with you guys, and hopefully encourage you and help you reframe that word discipline so you can look at it as more of a positive tool where you can actually connect more and connect on a deeper level with your kids. I know it kind of sounds shocking. How could discipline possibly do that? But it can, and I'll share how it's worked for me and how it can work for you. But discipline can be a positive tool. So why don't we kind of start there? First of all, I just want to say that, in case you've forgotten, if you are in a difficult season of parenting right now and you really want to throw in the towel, or, you know, you really just need a break and you're just not feeling it, you need time for yourself. I totally get that. And I support that. I just had a 30-minute coaching call with a mom the other day who really was not carving out enough time for herself during the day. So she was feeling overwhelmed and frustrated. And that was overflowing into how she was interacting with her children. And that's totally normal. And no matter how old your kids are, again, if you are not taking time to pour into yourself and carve out time for yourself, you're going to burn out and you're going to feel that frustration and that overwhelm. And that's totally normal. But it's what we do with that and how we can positively use that and turn it around and actually take time to carve out time for ourselves that makes the difference in not only how you feel, but how you're going to interact with your kids. So first of all, let me remind you that even if you're in a difficult season and not feeling this way right now as you're listening to this, being a parent is absolutely a privilege and it is a responsibility. The responsibility part is where discipline comes in. But that's really also a privilege. It is a privilege that we as parents have the children that we have. They were gifted to us, and it is a privilege to be able to discipline them as well. We were all disciplined when we grew up, hopefully. And part of the reframing that word is what I want to talk about, because that can deeply impact. Discipline can be a trigger word, obviously, for a lot of people, especially if you were disciplined by physical abuse, or maybe verbal abuse, emotional abuse. Maybe that was the form of discipline that you experienced growing up. And that is 100% the opposite of what I'm going to talk about today. But I just want to remind you that being a parent is a privilege. It is a responsibility. And part of our responsibility to our children, excuse me, still have a froggy voice this morning. Part of our responsibility to our children is to discipline them. And like I said, it can be a trigger word, but I want to help you reframe that. Discipline is not yelling at our kids or necessarily hitting our children. And I know people listening to this can have very different views on spanking and what that looks like and what it means and whether we should or whether we shouldn't. And I'm not going to get into spanking. My simple point is that discipline does not need to be something that is harsh physically or verbally. So we don't have to get to the point where we're yelling at our kids or hitting our kids. Discipline, when done correctly, is guiding, teaching, and correcting our children in love. And I have talked about this before on the reels I did last year, an episode on discipline, disciplining your kids in love. In, like I said, it is an art. It does take time to learn and perfect, but you as the parent know your child best. You know what makes them tick. You know what upsets them, calms them down. You know when they need a moment and they need some space. You know when maybe you need to go a little softer, maybe when you need to go a little harder, or should I say more firm with them. And some of you may have kids that are younger, some older, and some of you may have a blend of both of those. And what works for one child, depending on their personality, may not work for another child. So discipline can also look differently in that way as well, and that needs to be taken into account. And also remember that discipline, it's not a one-off. It's not going to be, I did it well today and tomorrow, and like we can just keep on streamlining this thing forever. I will never screw up. This is how I'll handle every single situation, or every single time my child gets upset this way, this is how I'll handle it every single time. That may alter, that may look different. Every single time it will change. And depending on your mood and your emotional level and what's been going on with you in your day, it's going to look different every time. And that's part of the conscious parenting piece that comes in. We really have to be aware of ourselves when we are disciplining our kids, before we're disciplining our kids, before we're going into it, during it, and after, the follow-up. So it's going to take time and it's going to take intentionality. Disciplining our kids, again, it's not easy going into it. And maybe in that moment, it's not easy, but overall, it can be something that the more you do it, the more you practice it, it can be easy, even though it may be uncomfortable in the moment, because who enjoys disciplining their kids? And what child enjoys discipline? But again, it's a responsibility that we need to take on. It is necessary if we plan and want to raise our children up to be respectful, kind human beings that treat us well, that treat others well, and that hopefully want to give back to society as they grow up and be involved in this world and do it in a good way where they're not looking inward, but they're focused outward to other people. So that is my hope that the majority of people listening to this want their children to become, not so much in shaping who they become in terms of what they do or what school they go to, what job they have, but who they are intrinsically as people. We are so influential in teaching that to our kids, and how we discipline them is going to speak volumes to them and impact them greatly. And it's going to impact them if they have kids someday and discipline their kids. They're going to look back on how we did it and maybe they'll make some changes and tweaks. But if we can do it well and really teach, correct, and guide them through it, you're going to have this one locked down, essentially. Also, the sooner you start disciplining your kids, the less behavior problems you will have. So if you're someone who hasn't been super strong on disciplining your kids and course correcting and teaching and guiding, you've kind of just been, you know, loosey-goosey, let things go. You haven't really addressed it. And now your child is maybe older and in a stage where they're talking back to you, they're being disrespectful to you, they're not listening to you or to others. Maybe it's overflowing into school, whatever it is. It's never too late. It will be a bit harder at this stage, but it really is never too late. But if you can start earlier, that's better, because then you are building that foundation with your kids of your expectations and how things are going to go. And as they grow, evolve, develop, mature, so can your discipline with them. And they will see that even though the main pieces of the disciplining will remain the same, the outliers, so to speak, will alter as your child grows and matures. So the earlier you can do it, the better. You will find much more ease, much more joy in your parenting if you can do it sooner. And your kids will be taught sooner, be corrected sooner, and then you will not see those behavior problems at all, or definitely nearly as much. Yes, things are going to crop up. Your kids are human beings. They're going to get upset. They're going to yell and act out and have behavior issues as they grow. Of course, we can still have that as adults, again, depending on how our day goes. But you will see a whole lot less of that. So again, discipline will vary with age, maturity levels, personalities of our kids. So we need to be able to evolve with that and go with that flow. What worked with your child at 3 is not going to work with them at 8 or 10 or necessarily 13 and definitely not 18. So obviously you can't just be rigid and stay the course in one way of being brought up. And I think a lot of us growing up with our parents, and they probably learned it from their parents, it was one rigid way for a very long time, especially probably as we were younger. And again, that can be very triggering for a lot of you, I know, but let's dive in a little deeper. Let me help you to reframe the word discipline so you can see how it can connect you with your kids deeper, help you build that stronger bond and really give them that foundation. So disciplining really can help mold and it can shape our children into who they will become. I just touched on this and the lessons they will learn. So let me just go back to the time when, for those of you who haven't heard already and don't know, when Nate and I served at a boarding school for the last 12 years, we just left there in September, we worked with high school girls for 7.5 years. So 12 girls from 9th to 11th grade, while we were also raising Trinity and Sydney, who were a toddler and a baby, and then, of course, you know, going into school age at that time. And as you can imagine, these girls, many of them have come from trauma, and many of them were not disciplined at home. Or if they were, it was done very poorly. It was not done in love. It was not done to correct or guide. But some didn't have it at all, so they were kind of just allowed to do what they wanted when they wanted, and all of that. So you can imagine when they come into a school, especially a boarding school where they are living with 11 other girls they haven't met before from different cultures, different backgrounds, different ways of upbringing. They have these two new house parents they have to get used to who also have their children. A lot's going on. And as you can imagine, behavior issues crop up, whether it's from interacting with the other girls, whether it's from something we said they didn't like or enforced, whether it was from a teacher, a coach, maybe frustration in school. You can very easily imagine how multitudes of discipline issues would come up in terms of their behavior and how we really needed to figure out how to correct that. Again, we did not have teenagers before this. We walked into a full load of 12 while we were just beginning our personal parenting journey. So we had to figure that out quick. And did we always get it right? No, absolutely not. Sometimes, yes, we absolutely yelled when we were doing it wrong. And that, if you can imagine, was not nearly as effective. But over time, we perfected it and we got the art down and we did as much as we possibly could with each student in that moment to discipline them well, discipline them in love. And many of them now, who I have the closest relationship with, are the ones I was, so to speak, disciplined or was the hardest on. And I'm not saying the hardest on in terms of yelling at them or being super mean or super strict. I was very firm. I was very clear. But I always, 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 and this is the point I always want to drive home with parents, I always told them that I was disciplining them because I loved them, especially in those hardest moments. And when they were new to me, I was new to them. And when we had to discuss these things, I've already mentioned it. Discipline takes time and it takes intention. And that is what I would drive home the point with them. I am sitting down with you right now as a student to tell you that I am doing this because I am concerned for you, because I love you. I want you to be the best person you can be and achieve the most that you can with whatever your dreams and goals are in life. But this is a moment where we need to talk about your behavior so I can get you to that point. And are we going to probably do this again many more times because we would have those girls for 3 years? Absolutely. We did it again and again and again. And some girls got it quicker than others, and others were a little more slow. But some of the girls that I have the strongest bonds with today will still come back and say, thank you for teaching me the things that you did, even when it was hard. Thank you for correcting me the way you did, because I now am a mom and I've learned this, or I am now out in the work world and I've learned this, or I'm in college and things that you've taught me and disciplined me on are now paying off. So going back to that, I would sit down with them. Sometimes we would be in that office with the door closed for an hour discussing things. We would break down each piece of what was going on. What's going on with you emotionally? Talk to me about that. And again, if they're ready to talk about that, so let me back up a second. If your kids are having a behavior issue and an emotional issue and they're escalated at the time, let them be at that moment. You do not want to step in and start yelling or even talking super stern or we're going to talk about this right now kind of thing, because it's only going to escalate the situation. It's going to upset them more. So once they have de-escalated, and when they did de-escalate, I would bring them into the office and we would have that conversation. The door would be shut. It would be a private conversation. with them, with me. Sometimes Nate would handle it. Sometimes we would handle it together, depending on who was there, what was going on. So again, that's also a piece. So if you have a husband, a partner, whatever your home situation looks like, if you have that person who lives with you, get them on board. Have them listen to this episode or talk to them about this episode, because discipline also needs to be a two-person job. If you are living with your husband, with your partner, they really should be on board with this. So it's not just one person constantly doing the discipline, constantly teaching and correcting the behaviors, because you will burn out, and you guys really do need to be on the same page so you go in the same direction with teaching and correcting and guiding your children. So going back to that, I would sit the girls down and we would talk about what's going on with you. Like, why are you so upset? Talk to me about everything that's going on and why you're upset, so we can break that down. So I could at least get inside. Let's see what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your head, so I can understand more where you're coming from. Because there's a root issue to every discipline problem. They're not just going to act out just for fun, just so they can get in trouble, because they know discipline will be coming. A conversation is coming. But you want to get to that root issue of what is behind it. And then we could really explore that and talk about it. And then after we kind of got through that, we would talk about what the behavior behind that was. Was it appropriate? No. Why is it not appropriate? And you can list multiple reasons why it wasn't appropriate, depending on who it had to do with, whether it was a coach, teacher. You disrespected a teacher, that's not accepted in this student home. Like, just, you cannot just act one way in our home and then go to school and be disrespectful to a teacher or your coach or whatever. So we would have those conversations. We would break that down. And then many times, yes, there would be a consequence, and that looked different because we were at a boarding school. Maybe they would lose their phone. Maybe they would get an extra chore. Maybe, you know, I mean, various things that I can't even recall right now. But again, those were high school students, and so that looked a little different than the discipline we did with our own kids now when they were younger, and even at the age that they are now, which is almost 13 and Trinity is 14. But then when we had our elementary students, they were, let me see, from second grade to fourth grade. So when you're disciplining in an elementary student, that's going to look a whole lot different than when you discipline a high school student. Will you still, you know, talk to them privately, calmly? Absolutely. Yes. Their business does not need to be out in front of everyone. So that's another tool in disciplining, is that you don't want to embarrass your child, or I don't know if I want to use the word shame, but don't be disciplining them in front of other people. Do it behind closed doors. And again, make sure they're calm, but you can do it privately at home. Or if you're out in public, go to the car and have that conversation with them if they're calm and you're calm. And the whole calm piece is what I'm also going to address in a little bit as well. But make sure that you're doing it privately. Have that private conversation with them. The essentials were the same with the elementary kids. What's going on? Why are you so upset? Why did you just yell at this other boy? Why did you just hit them? Why are you guys getting into a fight over a toy? Why did you, you know, they would fill in those blanks for me. What's going on in their head? What's going in their heart? And then their behavior was a lot more basic because they're younger. We would talk about it's not appropriate to hit someone and talk about why it's not appropriate and something else that they could have done instead. Give them other tools, other options of responding to another person in their anger, in their emotional frustration, whatever they're going through. Give them other tools, other options that they could use in the future when this happens, and say, you know what, this happens to everyone. And guess what? We as adults, we get frustrated and we get overwhelmed and we get angry at people too, but we cannot go and hit people and yell at people because it's not appropriate. So I'm sitting here talking to you about this because I want to teach you a better way. And that is really where the part where the teaching, the correcting, and the guiding in the discipline comes in. And disciplining in love, when you are calm, and that is a big piece of it, because I know we can get really upset with our kids. And again, our kids can have different personalities. So some of them may be more firecrackers than others. Some of your kids you may rarely ever have to discipline because they are just smooth, easygoing. Nothing really upsets them. You really don't have a lot of behavior problems to correct. And maybe your other child really is that firecracker who gets set off very easy, very quickly by lots of things. And you have to constantly keep your thumb on that one. And so even when your kids get into it, well, that's not fair. How come you do this with them and not with that? Not this with my sibling? Well, you're different people, you're different personalities. And sometimes it's a completely different situation that will need to be addressed in a completely different way. And you can have that conversation with your kids. I know I'm throwing a lot at you. So hopefully you're keeping up. If you have questions, I mean, anytime, feel free to email me. Just as a disclaimer, email me anytime at authenticate22@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram or send me a Facebook Messenger question. Feel free to ask any questions anytime. Feel free to sign up for my 30-minute free coaching call if you're having particular discipline issues or struggles in any particular area. I would love to help you. But going back, make sure that you are calm when you are entering this zone of discipline, so to speak. Make sure the child is calm, because if neither of you are calm, you're not really going to get anywhere. It's going to escalate the situation. Like I said before, you're going to get more upset. They're going to get re-upset. It's going to be a mess. So make sure you're both calm. And sometimes that can actually look like, sometimes you can, you know, maybe it'll take 5 minutes for your kid to calm down if they're younger or older, whatever. Maybe it's 30 minutes. Maybe it's an hour. Maybe you really can just say to them, if it takes them longer and they are an internal processor, maybe you really do need to revisit it the next day. And you can just simply say to them, hey, I know you're upset. I know you're still thinking about things, still processing things. We don't have to talk about it today. We don't have to talk about it tonight, but we are going to talk about it at some point tomorrow. I just want to let you know this is going to be addressed. We are going to discuss this. And then you can just leave it at that, just so they know that it's coming. And that gives them time to think about what maybe they want to say and all of those things. But first and foremost, you want to go into disciplining your child when you're calm. No yelling, no shouting, none of the, you know, crazy stuff that maybe some of us experienced as children. It's not helpful. We don't need it. It doesn't teach our kids. That just teaches them that we're out of control. And it shows them and it models for them that they can be out of control too, because we are. And we definitely don't want to send that message. We want to teach our kids that when big things are happening and maybe people are upset, once we've calmed down, we can calmly talk about it and talk through it. Then again, you want to talk about the root cause, what was going on with them. Really try to understand your child. Don't just assume that you know what's going on. Maybe you saw it happen and you could see the situation escalating. So maybe in that point, you can say, hey, this is what I saw, but what was actually going on? But if you weren't there, maybe it was a sibling argument, a fight with your friend at school, whatever it is, you weren't there. So don't assume. Ask them to explain to you what happened from their perspective. And if it was something at school, also obviously get the teacher's perspective, coach's perspective, maybe the other parent's perspective if another child was involved. Gather all your pieces so you can go in there intelligently and not just assume things. And then your child is like, that's not actually what happened, or that's not what they said, whatever it is. You want to go in making sure that you know what you're talking about, so you're not assuming. Let them explain themselves. And let them explain why they were upset. Then you can go in, like I said, and talk about the behavior. And this can work with any kid. And sometimes it may be a 5-minute conversation, and sometimes it could be that hour conversation, depending. So you want to talk about the behavior with them, the behavior that happened. And then you can also ask them, even if they're little, but as they mature, ask them, what else could you have done in this situation? What are some other things you could have said, you could have done? Sometimes they really don't know. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're not really getting it. But you sometimes may need to guide them along that route, because it's not always like, well, I could have, if it's a toy, I could have shared the toy. Absolutely. And one thing that we always tell them is you could have come, stopped what you were doing when you were upset. You could have come and got the adult. And hopefully that's a message that we can send our kids. So instead of escalating a situation further and explain to them, you were getting more and more upset as this was going on. Was that helping you? Were you really getting the toy? How was that impacting your friendship? How was that, have them start to critically think. Even if they're young, they will develop that skill the older they get. Have them critically think through that and ask them questions, open-ended questions that they can answer you and say, so how do you think that helped? Did that help? Did that get you what you wanted? Because now we're sitting here in this room and having this conversation and it didn't get you what you want. So why? And what could you do next time, or what could you have done in the situation to make it better? And they can answer those questions. Say, I could have come to get you. I could have stopped arguing. I should have stopped yelling. I know it's wrong to hit, but I did it because, but this is what I can do next time. And really process and talk with those things with your kids about those things. That will really help them. And I have had kids come back time and again and say, Mrs. Godfrey, whenever I get upset, I came to get you. You know, I was starting to yell at them. We were starting to fight, but I knew you said to come get you, and that's what I did. And you know, you praise them for those moments. Those are big wins. They are learning. It's getting inside their heads. It's getting inside their hearts. They're remembering and they're learning. So definitely pour on the praise in those moments. And you can also praise your kids in the midst of discipline, which sounds nuts, but guess what? If they're sitting with you calmly and they're talking to you and opening up to you about what went on and they are receptive to your suggestions and they are answering your open-ended questions, praise them for that. I am really so proud of you for sitting down and talking to me about this right now. It is so important that we talk about this, and these are reasons why. And I'm doing it because I love you. I want to take the time to help you understand and teach you so you can have a better interaction next time, make a better choice next time. But really praise them for doing that, because that is a huge deal. And when they are learning and you see that they're learning and you're seeing that behavior improve over time, you're like watching them at the playground, or even if they're older, maybe they're in sports and they tend to, you know, have that spark of anger if something happens, or the coach calls a wrong play, or a play they disagree with, or get into it a little bit with maybe a teammate, whatever it looks like for you, you know, but you see that they backed down, backed off, didn't get as upset, praise them for that. Notice those moments and praise them for it. That is huge for our kids. And we really need to be noticing those moments just as much, if not more often, than the negative moments. So make sure you're praising them while you're disciplining, or as you see those behavior changes happening, because you will start to see the behavior change as long as you remain consistent and you remain firm with this. Like I said, discipline is going to take time and it's going to take intentionality. This is a skill that parents need to develop. And the more you work that skill, the stronger it's going to get. And as each behavior problem may look different, each discipline moment, where you are and what happened may look a little different. The main pieces of the disciplining, when you're going in calm, you're getting to the root problem, you're asking them those open-ended questions of what went on and giving them tools and strategies to do something different the next time and talking that through with them, and then saying, you know, I'm disciplining you because I love you. I know this is hard right now. This is not easy for me to tell you this. And I told my own girls, I've told my students, this is not any more fun for me than it is for you. And it really isn't. But because I love you, because I want better for you, because I want you to want better for yourself, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about these things, because I know you can do better. And I want you to understand the reasons why behind your behavior. So if your kids can start understanding why am I getting upset? Just like with us as adults, looking into, you know, as conscious parents, why am I getting triggered right now? Why am I getting frustrated right now? Why do I feel so overwhelmed right now? We can pass those same tools on to our kids so they have that as they grow. They can stop and hopefully arrest themselves in those moments and say, why am I getting so upset right now? Why am I getting so frustrated right now? What is setting me off? They can start to internalize that a bit better, whether it's in school, in sports, at home with you, with their siblings, whatever it is. And they can kind of stop and take a moment and look at that. And maybe that right there, if you've taught them that, that completely avoids them having a meltdown or a behavior issue, because you have taught them that skill. When you are feeling this way, start to recognize it and then make a different choice. And that is your job as the parent, as that is your privilege and responsibility to teach, correct, and guide. And again, discipline is such a great tool when it's done correctly, when it's done calmly and fairly, and to seek to understand. It can be used as such a great tool to correct, guide, and teach our kids. And again, like I've already shared, it can build much stronger bonds with your kids. And that sounds crazy to say. How can disciplining them and, you know, doing all of that really build stronger connections with my kids? But if you've been listening and you're hearing me, when you are saying, I am doing this because I love you and I love you so much because I know you can do better and I want you to be better, they feel that. They can feel that. And that really can disarm. That disarmed a lot of our students when we said that. They had never heard that before. Some of them, like I said, had never been corrected before. But to hear someone sit down and tell you, hey, I may not be your parent, but I'm going to sit down with you because I love you. I don't have to be your mom to love you. I live with you. You are now under my student home roof to care for, and I love you for that reason. And I want to help you with some difficult things you've been through and some difficult emotions you're trying to manage. And I'm doing it because I love you. And guess what? I'm always going to love you and I'm always going to be here for you, even in the difficult moments, all the moments. You know, let your kids know that and say, hey, that even though this is a hard moment and maybe you messed up, it's okay. It's okay. I love you just the same. And even if it was something directed towards you, you can say, hey, I forgive you for saying that to me. I forgive you for disrespecting me. It's not okay that you did it, but I forgive you for doing it. But here's how we can avoid it next time. Here's how we can make those different choices. So you can really build that stronger bond because your kid will know at the root level, at the heart level, that you're doing this because you love them. And then they aren't going to be so like scared every time you're like, I need to talk to you or let's talk about it now, because they know that you're going to be calm. They know what general questions are going to come. They're going to learn like, hey, they're going to talk to me about what was going on. What emotions was I feeling? They're probably going to, as they grow and learn, they're going to start saying, this is what I could have done differently. So hopefully that helps you to understand how you can connect more deeply with your kids through discipline. It should be done in a loving way. It should be done to support your kids, to uplift them, to really encourage them at the back end of it, to show them that there's a different way, there's a better way, to teach them, to correct them, to guide them. Discipline does not equal punishment. I want to make sure that you guys understand that. Discipline does not equal punishment. It should be done lovingly, calmly, in a spirit of understanding. And that is where you will get the furthest with your kids. They will understand that you have their back, that you love them no matter what. You're doing it because you care and you want the best for them. So if, again, you are struggling in disciplining your kids, if you haven't been consistent, if you haven't been firm, and trust me, I've been there. I can do these podcast episodes or I can do reels and then I find myself at home not following through with things I've taught. We're all human. When you get tired, you get grumpy or you get hangry. All been there. You get frustrated, you get overwhelmed, whatever it is, and then your natural emotion can take over. But then in those moments, and also a great thing for your kids to learn, go apologize to your kids when you mess up. Let them know that you're gonna mess up. They can expect you to mess up, but go apologize to them when you do. That is a great role model example of what they can do when they mess up with other people. And part of talk, that discipline talk with them, when you're having those open-ended conversations and talking through their emotions and all the different choices they could have made, you can also let them know like, hey, when you're ready, I do want you to go apologize to that person. That can be like a base expectation as well. And we said that to our high school girls. We've said it to our girls. We've said it to our elementary boys. It is an expectation that because you yelled at them, we've talked about it now, and I'm very proud of you. And you can make a different choice next time, but you still did what you did. And you need to go apologize to them. Like, not just, I'm sorry, but an actual authentic apology when you're ready. And then when you have, come back and let me know that you've done it. And that has worked like a charm with so many of our kids. And they've been apologized to as well when other people have wronged them, because we taught all the boys the same thing or all the high school girls the same thing. They would come back and they would apologize to each other because that was an expectation. And it had to be meaningful when they were ready. You can't force a meaningful apology from your kids. But when you mess up with your kids, go and apologize. Hey, I'm really so sorry I yelled at you. I had a really rough day at work. I'm really tired and I lost my cool and I snapped. I'm really sorry. And you'll be surprised at how forgiving your kids are. It's okay, Mom. It's okay, Dad. And sometimes I say, you know, it wasn't okay, but thank you for forgiving me. Thanks for understanding. I'm going to do better next time. And when they're learning that from your example, they will take that example on. They will treat you better and treat others better. Because I don't want any parent to feel so lost or so far gone, like that they can't start disciplining their kids now in love, or feel that they just, you know, that they're so disrespected by their kids. Their kids aren't listening. They just feel lost. They don't know where to go from here. But just take one step, you know. You should be respected by your kids. Your kids should be respecting other people. They should be respecting their siblings. So if they're being disrespectful with you, that is something that needs to be addressed. If they aren't listening to you, That is something that needs to be addressed. These are all discipline issues. It's not just the emotional outbursts or the hitting someone or things like that. All of these things need to be addressed. As the parent, they should be respecting you. They should be listening to you. So hopefully that is encouragement for you. Remember that the main goal of this great privilege and responsibility that we have been given with having our kids, even on the rough days, is to raise them well, to be productive, kind adults in society someday. But part of that is not just when they get to the adult. It's not going to, if we haven't been disciplining our kids this whole time, it's not going to flip a switch when they're 18 and they're all of a sudden going to take on these morals and values that we haven't taught them. Part of disciplining is teaching them values and it's teaching them morals. How do we treat other people? All of those things are really important, but if we're not teaching it, they're not going to get it. Or at least they're not going to get it from us. And when we're with them so often, we are, as their parents, their biggest influence. We should be speaking into their lives more than anyone else. We should be having the biggest impact on our kids' lives. And if we're doing it well, if we're doing it with intention, if we're doing it with love, you will be successful. Doesn't mean everything's going to be easy breezy all the time. It doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect because we're not perfect and our kids aren't perfect. But it can be so much easier and you can connect with your kids on such a deeper level when you discipline them and teach them, correct them, let them know always that you love them, and don't forget the praise part while you're in the middle of disciplining them. Tell them how proud of them that you are, that they are sharing with you and opening up to you, and that you can have this conversation with them. And even when you see their behavior change, make sure you're praising that. That goes a long way. So friends, I hope this has encouraged you. I hope the word discipline has been reframed for you. Again, if you have any questions, please reach out. Please ask either via email, DM, instant messaging, whatever it is. Reach out. Let me know how I can help. If you would like to sign up for a free 30-minute consult, I would love to help there too. You can go to my links in Instagram if you have that account. And you can sign up on Calendly for a free 30-minute slot. I hope this has been really helpful. This is a piece of parenting that I'm really passionate about, and I definitely want to share it with other parents because, like I said, I'm probably being redundant, it can be done well. I don't want you to feel so much under pressure and stress and like you can never come out from under this if this is something you haven't done at all or have been really struggling with. It can be done well. I'd love to help you to do that. I hope this episode has helped. And I just, again, thank you for your support. Thanks for following along on this journey with me. Just keep loving your kids well. Keep showing up for them every single day. And know that you're doing a great job. Give yourself grace when you mess up. Enjoy parenting and just really go into it with a full heart, great intention. Love your kids well and just keep showing up every single day for them, but also for you. All right, friends. Thanks so much. Have a great day.